subscribing to our podcast at FuelCastTV.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. This is the second half hour of hour number two here on this hump day Wednesday, June the 11th, 2025 edition. So far, we're up to 137 unread messages on this unscientific poll. We're going to continue it until 11:07, the rest of this half hour and the top of the hour news break. And then I will announce the results. Text me Y for yes. The Michigan House majority Republicans need to stand strong and cut the budget in Lansing. Again, the governor came out with her proposed numbers earlier this year, roughly around $85.2 billion. The Senate Democrats passed their budget, $85.95 billion. Well, the House Republicans are saying, no, sorry. We are going to do basically forensic audits of every single bureaucratic agency and department, and we're going to stand strong, and we're going to issue a budget that reduces the state spending in Lansing dramatically. We're going to take it down to $60 billion. Maybe some I've spoken with, text message with, they'd like to go back to the final budget of Governor Rick Snyder before he handed the keys to the governor's mansion to Gretchen Whitmer, $58 billion. Now, if you're going to cut $26 billion, which is roughly about 25% of the proposed spending by the Democrats, you're going to make some major cuts. Major, major cuts. And you're doing it this year, 2025, for the 2026 budget. Well, folks, we're 14 months away from the August primaries next year. Everybody is on the ballot next year, except for president and vice president. We have an open U.S. Senate seat. The Senate seat will be on the ballot. Governor, Attorney General, Secretary of State, state senators, state representatives, all of them, including our U.S. congressmen, will be on the ballot next year. Now, if the House Republicans kick this can down the road through summer break, they leave the statutory deadline of July 1st, they do not make. They take the entire summer to continue their audit, and they come back after Labor Day in September and say, here's our budget, $60 billion. Lansing's head will explode. The governors will attack the Republicans in the House. The Democrat one-seat majority in the state Senate will attack them. The media will attack them. The fear-mongering. People will die. People will go hungry. Services will be cut. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, we're all going to die, will be what the Democrats say, and their media-controlled legacy media puppets will say. Newspaper stories. These evil House Republicans. I wouldn't be surprised if we didn't start seeing cartoon drawings of Matt Hall being the devil, complete with horns and tail and pitchfork and everything. This vote on this unscientific poll is yes. Why? Text me a why. If you think this is what the Republicans in the House should do this year regarding the budget. If you think it would be politically stupid, it would hurt them heading into 2026 election when everybody is up except for president. All those offices I stated could potentially be harmed, and people in the state of Michigan could possibly then vote for Democrats if the House Republicans do this, vote in for no. Last time I looked, 137 unread messages. Not going to tell you how many yeses. I'm not going to tell you how many noes. We'll do that at 11:07. Text me 231-360-5140. Yes, why they need to do it. And no, this will hurt us next year in the election. I'll keep checking the numbers. And at 11:07, I'll announce the final results of this unscientific poll. I know my phone is vibrating like crazy, so we're getting a ton of responses. So we'll see where this goes. One of the things that you have to understand is that this is a process. And the process has been very strange this year. The governor coming out with her numbers, I believe it was after the State of the State address, February, March. Last month, the Senate Democrats came out with their budget, actually passed it, and sent it to the House, sent it to the governor for their review. Well, the Republicans aren't going down the traditional way of doing things. Flat out, looking at doing it a different way, and it's going to prove to be very interesting. Now, one thing that happened in the Senate yesterday, Senate Democrats voted on bills restoring the Attorney General's pre-1990s authority to investigate and press charges against businesses suspected of deceiving customers. The bill is a repeat of one that the Senate Democrats passed last year. It was strongly opposed by the business community for opening up civil lawsuit actions by consumers who think shops and services wronged them. By a 1918 party line vote without any debate, this is interesting, the bill came up, Senate Bill 134, by the Senate Majority Floor Leader, Sam Singh. And the Majority Leader did not allow any debate. They just brought up the bill for the third reading and opened up the board. Well, what is it that the Democrats in the Senate want to do? Under Senate Bill 134, it aims to restore the Attorney General's powers under the Michigan Consumer Protection Act to put back prior to the restrictions that were determined by court rulings. It re-expands the window overall for filing lawsuits alleging Michigan Consumer Protection Act violations. Well, last year's terms version of Senate Bill 134 passed about 6 months ago. but it was not taken up by the House amid the final days of the lame duck session in 2024. It looks to mirror the sweeping consumer protection standards that were crafted by then Attorney General Frank Kelly's administration back in the 1970s. But it was watered down significantly in 1999 by a Republican-nominated majority Michigan Supreme Court. Sponsor of the bill, Majority Floor Leader Singh, said whether they're at the grocery store or paying somebody to get their AC fixed, no matter the good product or service, Michiganders deserve honesty and transparency in their day-to-day activities and purchases. By restoring power to the Attorney General's office, increasing awareness about scams, and adding protections for elderly and vulnerable adults, we can more effectively safeguard Michigan's consumers from bad actors that perform harmful business practices. Michigan Association of Justice is a vocal backer behind Senate Bill 134. Why would this organization be backing it? Michigan Association for Justice, folks, is an organization for attorneys. Surprise, surprise. MAJ said that the courts have interpreted the act where mortgage companies have received exemptions when residents lost their homes after being told foreclosure wouldn't happen while loan modifications were sought. Hospitals get a pass for charging uninsured patients. The highest and full uncompensated cost, and they get away with it. Title insurance companies, title agencies, incorrectly charge vendors real estate transfer taxes on the sale of their homes where they were exempt from liability. Tiffany Ellis of MAJ says this has to stop. We'll wrap this story up. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
By Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the final segment of hour number two. I got a very simple question. Remember when we talked about, and I provided you guys the link to being able to file a complaint with the Attorney General's office regarding price gouging, price fixing when it comes to gasoline sales, diesel sales up here in northern Michigan? I filed a complaint against Barney Castle here in Antrim County. I took the time, roughly about 20, 25 minutes, to find their website, to find their address for their corporate office. I even stopped at one of their gas stations in Elk Rapids when I had just bought gas in Traverse City for $2.56 a gallon. And they were charging $3.29 in Elk Rapids. I actually stopped and went in and talked to the clerk at the counter. And she said, well, I don't have any control over it. I said, no, I understand. You just work here. Is there a manager I could talk to? No, no manager's here right now. Okay. Well, I want to file a complaint with them about their price of gasoline. And she looked at me and said, sir, you need to just go buy your gas somewhere else. I did. I just filled up in Traverse City for almost 70 cents a gallon cheaper. So, yeah, I think there's a scam going on here. I went online. I filled out the complaint. I provided my name, my address, my phone number, and my email address and filed it with the Attorney General's office over 2 months ago. And I've not heard anything back about it. Nothing. But now the Senate Democrats, via these bills, want to restore consumer protection laws going all the way back to Frank Kelly in the 1970s, complaining that it was the Michigan-appointed Supreme Court that dealt a major blow to the Michigan Consumer Protection Act back in July 1999, Smith versus Globe Life Insurance Company, involving the sale of credit, life, and disability insurance. When figuring out what's exempt from the Michigan Consumer Protection Act lawsuits, the court ruled that the act did not apply to transactions or conduct specifically authorized under laws overseen by other government boards, officers, or laws. Applying the Smith analysis, if the transaction is specifically authorized by statute, that being selling credit life insurance, then even if the defendant had engaged in unfair or deceptive trade practices in selling the life insurance, the transaction was exempt from the Michigan Consumer Protection Act liability, according to an article put out by the State Bar of Michigan. So basically, this bill, Senate Bill 134, would essentially undo that ruling from 1999, allowing, even though proposed statutes already protect certain transactions, they would not be exempt from the Michigan Consumer Protection Act if they felt that the business used deceptive practices that was not specifically spelled out in the law pertaining to that business activity. Well, the Attorney General has to go through deceptive transactions with small businesses with under 250 full-time employees with less than $6 million in gross annual sales. These are small companies. Well, the Attorney General has allegedly 250 full-time employees that examine and look at these transactions. Furthermore, they now put a new focus on seniors who are over the age of 80 that are being determined to being vulnerable adults without the ability to live independently because of developmental, mental, or physical disabilities. So this is what the Democrats in the Senate want to focus on. Increase the ability to file complaints under the Michigan Consumer Protection Act when Dana Nessel's office can't even handle the complaints they already have. What is she going to do? Hire more full-time employees? At what cost? Because obviously they can't process what they have now. I never got a response. Did any of you guys? I know a few of you did file complaints like I did. Unbelievable. The last 10 minutes to vote in our unscientific poll. Why for yes, cut the state budget now, or N for no, do it in January of 2027 with a new Republican governor and Republican majority in the Senate. You got 9 minutes left to vote. 231-360-5140.
For listening
why
to your Defending
or no.
Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted?